Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is an intentional space for Black women where we talk about all things healing, abundance, joy, liberation, specifically for Black women. Okay, that's the thing. It's specifically everything that I talk about is specifically for Black women so that we can have that type of space, okay, and have that type of community. So today, being the 4th of September, if you're listening to this on Monday, and by the way, episodes for Brown Girl Self-Care drop every Monday. Today is the 4th of September, which we know is Labor Day. So I want to give you, I have maybe like, 6 or 7 points that I want you to consider in case you've been struggling with wondering, well, is stillness really for me, or should I just be going hard in the paint pretty much every day? I'm not really sure. So if you're not sure, first of all, I mean, yes, I'm gonna say yes, you do need stillness, but I'm gonna give you some things that were, I guess, indicators to me in my personal journey that, sis, you need some stillness. you need some peace in your life. You need some calm. You need some spiritual peace, some inner peace, some inner stillness, some physical stillness too. So I'm gonna give you maybe like 6 or 7 things that may resonate with you so that you'll know, yes, this is me. Yes, this is me. I really can use some stillness in my life. Okay, stillness is not just meditation. I know a lot of times we think about meditation, and when I say meditation, I mean like finding a comfortable spot and just sitting down, crossing your legs if that's your jam, and lying down and just taking some time to just not move your body. Yes, for sure, that can definitely be a form of stillness, but I want to let you know that stillness does not have to look just like one particular thing, okay? And by the way, I did neglect to mention that I am doing a challenge this week in honor of Labor Day. It's called the Anti-Labor / Stillness Challenge. It started today, actually. So if you're not on the mailing list or you're not in my Patreon community, but you're like, you know what, I want to join this challenge, then I want you to go to browngirlselfcare.com. I want you to scroll down to the bottom, and I want you to pop your email address in. And the next day, you'll start getting the emails for the challenge. Okay. So again, browngirlselfcare.com. Scroll down to the bottom. There should be a little box, a rectangular shaped box at the bottom that says something along the lines of like, sign up for the newsletter or join the newsletter or something along those lines. And then pop in your best email address and you'll be a part of the challenge. Or if you want to join me on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. That's my private community. So, yeah, so that's where we are. Okay, make sure you do that if you want to join. It's not complicated. You're not going to be asked to do, you know, there's no funny business on this challenge. It's really about restoration. It's really about prioritizing yourself and allowing yourself to do that in a guilt-free way, because it's necessary. It's necessary. It's necessary for your physical health. It's necessary for your mental health. It's necessary for your spiritual health. Yes, absolutely. It's definitely necessary for our spiritual health. Okay, so yeah, go ahead and sign up on the newsletter. It's absolutely free to add your email address and start getting my emails. Okay, so yeah, like I said, so it's Labor Day today. And by the way, if you haven't had a chance to just become a little more aware of like the history of Labor Day, it's interesting. It's interesting as hell. Okay. Every holiday that we have in this country, actually, I'm gonna walk that back because I'm not aware of every holiday. But to me, these major holidays, there's always like, I feel like at its core, it's never always about like the human, like the person. I feel like a lot of these holidays that we have are really acceptable because because it's being viewed through a lens of capitalism and fattening these like some corporations' pockets. You know, not I don't want to get into it, but same for Labor Day, because one of the things that I learned is that obviously we had people that were working, children that were working 7 days a week, 12, 14-hour days in unsafe conditions, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the reasons why Labor Day became official is because the businesses needed people to buy goods, and people couldn't buy goods because they were working. So they were like, well, we got to give these people some time off so they can come into the stores and shop. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not saying that's the only reason, but I feel like it was a big one. I'm not a history buff, so I could be completely wrong, but that's just how I feel. So in any case, I don't want to make this a long episode, but I do want to give you some things to consider about stillness, and just indicators that you are definitely it's time for some stillness, okay? One of the things I would say is right off the bat, one of the reasons why you are in need of stillness and are worthy of stillness is because you exist. You exist, like you're here. You exist and you are here. We can stop at that one. And this episode could be done. You exist, you are valuable, you are worthy, and it's not because of your labor, okay? I know that labor and productivity is like this huge, huge thing. I get it. And I also understand that a lot of us, we labor because we don't, that's what we have to do. Okay? We gotta labor because this is just how it's set up. There's not like this Really, there's not like this equitable way to make labor not be just about earning money, but and proving our value and our worth in this society. I wish that that was the case, and I know that there are some movements that are happening where the laboring for money is not like the end goal, or like it's not the most important thing. But it's gonna take some time for us to get to that point. If as a society we ever really do, but it's going to take some time, okay? But the fact that you exist, the fact that you are here, the fact that you are on Earth at this time as a whole human, like I said, we could technically end it here and say this is why stillness is important, because you are existing in this time. Okay, but that's obviously not the only reason. All right, but in case you're wondering, is stillness for me? Do I really need time for me? Do I really need time for my mental health? Do I really need time for my physical health, for my needs, for my spiritual health? Like, really, do I really need that? If you exist right now and you're listening to my voice, the answer is yes. Okay, so I can just tell you that right now. The answer is yes. All right, so now that I've gotten that one, completely out of the way. Again, I'll say, sis, the answer is yes. Let me give you a few more reasons why stillness, which is a practice, is necessary for you. All right. First reason is, and these are in no particular order, but some of these are going to slap a little bit. Some of these are going to hit a little hard. But the first reason is You're black, okay? You're black. So you absolutely need stillness, okay? There, as you know, I feel like a broken record, but there's really no getting away from the history that we have as black people. You know what that history is. I know what that history is. I really don't want to make this episode long, but I want to acknowledge the fact that if you are black in America, or black anywhere, but I'm speaking specifically because I'm in the States or the US, you are a black person existing in America. You 1,000,000% deserve stillness. You 1,000,000% deserve rest. You 1,000,000% deserve quiet and peace and calm. 1,000,000%. We know the history that black people have in this country. We are how many generations removed from our ancestors, our people forced to be enslaved in this country and to build this country? What is that? Maybe, let's see. So I think for me, I am, if I had to guess, I would say I'm probably like three, the math ain't mathing right now, but I would guess maybe like three or four generations away from slavery. And I wish I would have kind of thought about this beforehand, but it's not like this is thousands of years ago, okay? We know that it's only been X amount of years since slavery was officially abolished. And on top of that, obviously, even though it was officially abolished, we again all know what the history is being black in the US, and it can be, being black is a joy for me. Being black is a beautiful thing, okay? But we also know there's another side to that experience of being black in this country, and it's exhausting. Okay, and it's an exhaustion that no other person will be able to completely understand or relate to because they are not black. I'm not saying that to knock other people that have also had violent, brutal histories. I'm speaking specifically about the black existence and how other people really won't be able to understand the black existence because they are not black. It is exhausting. Our ancestors did not have peace in this country. Our ancestors did not have rest in this country. Our ancestors did not have equity or just like in this country. Like there was, we just didn't have it, okay? It was not extended to us. Everything that we had to do, everything that we were able to get and achieve and become, we paid the price to even be where we are right now. So like I said, if you are black, you 1,000,000% are in need of rest and stillness. There's a lot going on in this country. Even now, it's every single generation. It's every single decade. It's every single year. Hell, it feels like every single week or day, there is something. It just keeps recycling, and it just keeps coming up, right? When it comes to our community and the things that are happening to us in our communities, it's exhausting. And I know if I'm tired, I'm sure you are tired as well. You may not think that you are, but with so much that is happening, it can, on an unconscious level or on a spiritual level, not even talking about like the mental health, which is huge, but it's like a blow. And it's like blow after blow, like you don't get a real chance to recover before it's just something else. Like it's always something. So again, if you are black in this country, and this is not a spite to any other person of color and their history, because we know that there have been absolutely abysmal things violent things, horrible things that have happened to other people. But I am just speaking right now from the Black perspective, okay? So if you're Black, yes, the answer is yes. The next sign that stillness is definitely for you, right, especially now more than ever, if you are a woman, if you are a woman listening to the sound of my voice, you deserve stillness. Stillness is for you, okay? Just like being Black, being a woman, as beautiful as that is, okay? As beautiful as womanhood is, it does not, it's not all rainbows and sunshine. Again, you know that. You know that already. I don't have to tell you that, but you know, since we're having this conversation, but it's like Black people having this history that we had in the past, and then now we're adding the layer of it also being us being women. How many of us had our grandmas or great grandmas or whomever, even our mothers, like working in somebody's house, right? Being their caretaker. We're always put in a position to be like the caretaker, the woman, the person that does it all. We know the whole strong, quote unquote, strong Black woman thing. It's just exhausting. It's exhausting. And it's like, when do we have time to prioritize ourselves when we are doing all the things as women in this country? When? This is why, I mean, as you're thinking about stillness, I feel like I have to stress this in case I haven't said it before. Stillness is not something that you're just gonna get, okay? You're not just gonna be handed stillness, if that makes sense. Hopefully you're tracking with what I'm saying. It's not like something that's just gonna be handed to you. It's something that you have to carve out. It's something that you have to take for yourself, okay? It's something that you just have to stand on this truth or this foundation that this is my time. Like, what was it? Was it Maxine Waters, the Reclaiming My Time? Like, you've got to carve this time out for yourself. I know that can sound super impossible with everything that's happening, but this is not an option for us. It's just not an option. So if you're a woman, especially someone who is expected to do all the things, you've got to be the good employee, you've got to be the good wife, you've got to be the good caretaker, you've got to, I don't know, tend to people, take care of people, we've got to tiptoe around people and not show up this way and not show up that way, but show up this way and show up that way, and just playing the office politics and doing all these things, by the way, making what do women make? Like 60 cents on the dollar or something along those lines. So we've got to show up in the world and do all these things and be all these things for all the people, but we're not compensated for that. It's like Black women get a kick in the ass and we're expected to say thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? Obviously Black people too, but I'm talking specifically about like women right now. So yes, if you are a woman, okay, stillness is for you, 100%. So that's number two. I would say another thing, like number three is you feel like you truly don't know who you are. Again, these things are in no particular order, okay? But you feel like you truly do not know who you are. This is definitely a struggle that I had, and it's still one that kind of rears its head every once in a while. Like you feel like you don't know who you are, and I can tell you from experience, one of the biggest reasons why I didn't know who I was is because I wasn't able to get into I didn't understand that busyness and productivity is not the complete picture, if you will, when it comes to learning ourselves, okay, and figuring out who we are and why we feel like we're put here. Stillness is gonna give you a certain level of clarity that is honestly unmatched. It's unmatched. When you are still, when you are quiet, when you are tending to your personal garden, if you will, okay, I promise you, you can just uncover so much information about yourself. When you are still and you're doing, so, like when you're distraction free, you're not laboring, you're not moving around, you're not being busy, you're not doing all the things, you're not whatever stillness means for you. And I'm gonna tell you a few ways that you can practice some stillness, by the way. These are simple, quote unquote, simple things. But when you're not in that place of stillness, when you're in a place of rest, when you're in a place of quietude, I promise you, you can uncover so much about yourself. You can. There's a certain level of self-awareness that starts to happen when you allow your mind to just enter this place of rest. So if you feel like you don't know who you are, which for a long time, I really didn't know who I was. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a beautiful thing to be able to find yourself, if that makes sense. And there have been many times where I have literally lost myself. And I've had to take that stillness, that sacred time for myself to just kind of slow things down and come back to like this, I guess, centered place. Because when you don't know yourself, it can be a journey of discovery, and that part's a beautiful thing. But you can also, when you don't know yourself, it's like when I didn't know myself, I was doing all the things that were just really not for me. I was doing all the things you can imagine that were not beneficial to me. And it's because I wasn't rooted in myself. I wasn't secure in myself. I didn't know my truth. I couldn't trust myself. I didn't know who the hell I was and why I was doing the things that I was doing. I was just on autopilot, okay? So I had to pull back, right? And center myself and be, and that comes with stillness, right? So I think that was number three. So yes, if you don't know who you are and you wanna take some time for some self-discovery, stillness is definitely a key way to do that, okay? I think this is number four. I'm literally raising my hand to all these things, just so you know. I know you can't see me, but I'm literally raising my hand to all these things. Number four, I think it is you're in the midst of like a storm, or you're in the midst of just chaos. That was me too. And I know that life is not always gonna be like smooth sailing. Let me make that clear right now. Life is not always gonna be smooth sailing. And I don't think that life is supposed to always be like smooth sailing. I don't think that's what life is, because without the lows, you'll never know what the highs are. Without the, what do they say? Without the darkness, you won't know what light is, and like all those things. I heard someone say today, what was it? Something about without, I forget what they said. Never mind. Never mind. I be trying to quote people, y'all, and I should have written it down, but I can't think of what they said. So I don't want to say it and screw it up. But yeah, so I feel like life is meant to have peaks, valleys, ups, downs, highs, lows, lefts, rights, all those things make up life. But it hits different when you are in the midst of just this chaotic life. And you'll know that you're in the midst of like chaos, or like just a personal storm or a private storm, in a variety of ways. For me, one of the things was my house was a mess, because on the inside I had a lot of turmoil going on. There was no rest, there was no peace, there was no calm within me. So my house was a mess. If you see, I know I've said this many times, but just the version of me now
and versus the version of me. And I'm not even talking about 100 years ago or 40 year or 20 year, 10 year. I'm talking just in the last few years. As I've continued walking this self-care journey, which I didn't really start official, like for real, until the age of maybe, let's see. I'm trying to think. It was in my 40s. It was in I'm getting tongue-tied, but maybe like in my early 40s. I wish I could give you an exact year, but the point is, it's never too late to start your journey or to be on your journey, which is definitely like a lifelong work, lifelong practice. But yeah, house a mess, bills a mess, money a mess, honey. Money, every like everything was a mess. House was a mess, car was a mess, like always dirty. What else? Bills just always late or just so unorganized, hanging on to old stuff I did not need, but felt like that was what my worth was. That is what my value was. It was just chaos in my relationships. Chaos. It was like there was like a big part of my life was just chaos. I'm not saying that I didn't have good times, great times, amazing times, happy times, joyful times. Yes, of course I did. But I feel like there's gotta be, at least for my life, I would prefer to have more balance on it's the joy for me, the joy, the happiness, the peace. And I know we can't control everything, but if you are just really like not even, but it's just like you're in a season of like pure chaos, pure turmoil, pure storm, like it's just storming everywhere, and you just can't, feels like you can't even really catch a breath. And you're also showing up in that way. Like, how many of us mask or have masks, like going to work, putting on a smile, talking to friends, putting on a smile, doing everyday things, putting on a smile, being that strong woman, but on the inside, it's just a whole mess. I'm not pointing fingers like you're the problem, it's your fault. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that if you can identify as someone going through that right now more than ever, you definitely need, deserve, require stillness, rest, calm, quiet, okay? Definitely 1,000,000%, okay? Because you need that downtime. You cannot exist in a healthy way when on the inside is just a constant state of turmoil, right? That is a hard way to live. I lived it for so many years. I told the story about how when I went to the doctor, I forget the type of doctor that looks at your like your stomach and stuff. Is the gastrologist? I'm not sure, but the doctor told me, like, if you don't get your life together, you are on your way to ulcers, and you're on your way to problems. Because on the inside, and I guess this was like a manifestation of what I had going on the inside, just so much turmoil, so much chaos, so much stress, and I didn't know how to move out of that space. I didn't know how to release. I didn't know how to let go. I didn't know how to be still. I didn't know how to allow myself to get to a place of calm, because I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know what it sounded like. I didn't know how to get there. I didn't know how to find it. I didn't know any of those things. And so it just built up and up and up and up and up. I couldn't release. I couldn't release through my words. I couldn't release through my actions. It just continued to build. But I'm telling you, sis, my good sis, sister, and if this is you today, it's gonna come out. It's gonna come out one way or another. Okay. And so that's why we're talking about stillness today, because we want to prioritize our mental health. We want to prioritize our physical health, and we want to prioritize our spiritual health as we exist in a world that does not care about us, okay, the way that we deserve. So that's another thing. If you're raising your hand to that, there's no shame, because I'm raising my hand to that one too. Let's see. Another one is,
Another reason why I would say you need stillness is because perhaps you're someone who just accomplished a goal or you went after one. Okay. So for me, and this I still struggle with this, but like for example, when I accomplish a goal, it's hard for me to just be still and acknowledge what just transpired. Or when I even went for something, like I went out, I stepped outside the box and went for something that in the past would have been impossible for me to even consider doing something like that, or consider even to even think about trying something like that, or trying something new, or showing up in that way. Because every goal doesn't have to necessarily be a win.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled In Serena Williams, a Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code self-care for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code self-care.
Okay. It's just the fact you tried. It's the fact you stepped outside the box. It's the fact that you gave it your all, or you even try to execute on something, okay? That's a win. That's a win. But what I wasn't doing as I was trying these things, I wasn't, at least in the beginning, taking time to just be still so I can just allow it to soak in. And when you are taking time for stillness as you're going through you're trying to achieve goals and things like that, that stillness is a part of the success formula, baby. That stillness is a key to success, whether you hit the goal or not, because in those quiet times, you're gonna find a new appreciation for yourself. You might even have more ideas. You're gonna have more clarity. You're gonna have more peace, right? So when you are going for your goals, which I know that you are, because I know that you're a go-getter. I know that you are because you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, and we're about that life. Gang, gang. Did I say that right? Because y'all know I'm old. Anyway, it's like you deserve that. Because that stillness, that peace, that quietude, that quiet, it's gonna serve you well. That is a part of your secret sauce. Okay, I used to think that the opposite of stillness to me in one area is or the opposite one form of the opposite of stillness looked like me going and telling everybody my business. And I still struggle with this a little bit. I do. But because I was so ungrounded, because I was so unsure of myself, because I didn't know how to communicate well and when to communicate and you know, different things like that, because I thought that my source and supply was everybody else versus like just it coming back to me and obviously God, I guess I need to say that. I want to make it very clear. I keep assuming that we all know that obviously God, at least for me, that's like first and foremost, but I would think that all the answers were outside of me, and they're not. The more stillness and quiet you are able to take for yourself and lay claim to, you're gonna understand and learn that the answers are not out there. Like, you are the answer. And so I didn't know that I was the answer. I didn't know that I had everything I needed within me, okay? I thought that other people were the answer. I thought that other people were like my providers or my source of clarity and understanding, especially about things pertaining to me. Can't nobody tell you about you? I mean, okay, sure, your friends, especially like your really good friends, of course they can tell you some things about yourself. We know that. But I mean, like your inner person, nobody can tell you about your inner person, but you. You have everything you need inside of you. You are the secret sauce. You are the key to success. Okay. And you're gonna see more and more of that as you start to activate your stillness muscle, not your movement muscle, not your productivity muscle, not your busyness muscle, your stillness muscle. That is a key to your success, no matter what it is that you are trying to accomplish, okay? That's a part of your success. So if you are in the midst of trying to accomplish some goals, whatever that is for you, business-wise, health-wise, etc., add stillness to your life. It makes a huge difference. The next thing I would say is you've been feeding your spirit with digital food. Go on and raise your hand. Because I'm raising my hand too. But you've been feeding your spirit with digital food. That's what it is. This digital, anything, going on, reading like social media, obviously, just using your phones, trying to think of other things, articles online, news online, like anything that's digital, like these are what we're feeding our spirits with. It's become digital food. It's not soul food. It's just like digital food. And to me, digital food, it definitely has its place. But the way that we've been just conditioned to consume, it's like it's become a form of spiritual junk food, in my opinion. It's spiritual junk food, a lot of it, not all of it necessarily, but we are just consuming so much online. And this is shaping who we are. It's shaping who we are. It's shaping our thoughts. It's shaping our opinions. It's shaping our experiences. It's shaping the things that we think we can do. It's shaping the things that we think we can't do. It's shaping our entire existence, honestly. And so the more digital food that you consume, I feel like the more digital food you consume, the farther away you get from your true self. Does that make sense? I'm gonna take a sip of my matcha. Hold on. It's really hot still. Is it hot where you are? Girl, this weather is weathering. You hear me? But yeah, I feel like the more of this digital age and this digital food that we consume, the farther removed we are becoming from our true selves. So much I could say. I'm not saying that all social media is bad. I'm not saying that all social media or just digital stuff is like, it's not always bad. But I think it really depends on how it's used, how often it's used, what resources you're going to. Like, if you're going to certain sites, for example, and every time you go and when you leave, you're not feeling like inspired and happy. You're leaving, you're feeling jealous. Like, listen, let me tell y'all something. I forgot about this. So Because I'm telling you, I'm still a work in progress and I've made some really good strides, but I am human, y'all. So today I was watching someone on YouTube and what's her name? Jackie, I don't know what her last, Aina? Luxury, something like luxury. What the heck is it? I'm sorry, y'all. Dang gone blast. It's like, she's like a black luxury influencer. She's absolutely gorgeous. She has a beautiful home. I don't really know too many details about her, but from what I've seen online, she's like living her hashtag best and blessed life. And so I like to watch videos like that, not just with her. I like to just watch videos of like minimalism, simple living, but also luxurious living, if that makes sense. Like for me, my best life is a blend of luxury and minimalism. I'm not even sure if that makes sense. But in any case, I found her videos. I think it's Jackie Aina. She's like this luxury influencer. And I think she has two channels I found actually recently, one for like makeup. I don't really watch that one, but I watched the other channel. I'm not sure what it's called. I think it's more of like a lifestyle one. So I was watching a video of hers today. And this was like, I've only watched a few of her videos, but today, because I wanted to be inspired by luxury, I specifically went and sought her out and ended up scrolling through her YouTube, and I landed on a video where she went and bought a new, I think it was a Mercedes, a new like SUV or something like that. And so I got excited. So I'm watching the video, because right now, in case I didn't tell you this before in previous episodes, like right now I'm in this era where, how can I explain it? So I'm in a mental headspace where I 1,000,000% believe that my life is changing. I 1,000,000% believe that I feel like I'm in a place where elevation is going to really start popping off. That's the only way I can really explain it. And a big part of that is because I'm increasing my faith in God. I'm allowing myself to feel supported by God. I am believing that he is like, there's a lot that I could say, but I'm in this headspace where I am just all about abundance, not just financial, but just in life in general. And so I watch different videos that just kind of help to put me in the state of, if she got it, I can get it too. Or maybe the videos make me happy, or just different things like that, okay? So again, I specifically went out and looked for her video. And so I found this video where she bought a new car a few years ago. And so I'm watching the video and she goes to the dealership and you know, all the things that happen with the car. And then towards the end, they show the car. Y'all, there was a brief moment, I'm not gonna lie, where I was like, damn, seriously, I was like, damn. First of all, the car is, or was, I don't know if she still has it, but the car was absolutely beautiful. So I'm feeling some kind of way, because in my garage right now, I'm riding a Toyota Camry, which is far removed from a Mercedes, okay? But for a few minutes, not even, honestly, it wasn't even a few minutes, but I had a brief, it was like a, like jealousy. I felt jealous. And then I had to pause and back it up, because again, I am really actively working on my mindset, and I had to remind myself like, she got it and so can you. And you want, and then I had another thought was, be thankful that she's showing you this video, because now you can see if that's even the type of car that you even want. Like, do you even want a Mercedes? You know what I'm saying? And I, at least as of now, I don't. I don't want a Mercedes. As beautiful as her car was or is, I don't want a Mercedes. But I was like, be thankful that she's showing you this so that you can see up close and personal luxury, You know what I mean? Be thankful for that because you're getting an example of luxury. Okay. And I didn't always have access to luxury, if that makes any sense. So, you know, there are times where social media or digital food, if you will, can be a source of good if, okay, you are in a place where you're starting to become more self-aware of your thoughts and the reasons behind your thoughts and motivations and things like that. All right. Because social media can definitely either be very mind-numbing, where you're just consuming and complacent, or you can use it for your good if you can use it in part to develop some more just self-awareness. So Jackie girl, like I said, I only watched a few videos, but I'm what the ones that I did see, absolutely amazing. I think she had another one where she showed, y'all, I know I'm going off topic, but I watched this one today too. She has a video where she, I think they were in New York, her and her husband were in New York, or and they went and looked at like a condo or a penthouse suite or something. It's like a $1 million home in New York, and it was absolutely beautiful. So you know what I did with that video? And funny enough, there was like no feelings of jealousy at all that sprung to mind with that. So I'm wondering now that I'm thinking about this, like what the difference was. I don't know. But what I did when I watched that video, again, you have to go find it. It's that, let's call it a penthouse. It was absolutely beautiful. It may not have been the penthouse actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But regardless, the space was jamming. And so what I did was I paused the video because there's this one part in the video where she is filming from the maybe living room area. And there's like this view of the city right outside this huge window. Y'all, you got to go watch the video. Okay. And I paused the video and I took maybe like 5-10 minutes and I literally placed myself in that video. That might sound insane, but I promise you, like if you can see yourself, it's yours, okay? You have to remember that just because you're not in that space, like right this moment, it doesn't mean that it's not possible for you. It doesn't mean that it's not accessible for you, okay? So I literally paused that video and I put myself like, cause it showed her, it showed the like the couch, there was a couch area, there was the big window, and then there was something else in that room. I can't remember what it was, but I literally sat on the couch in my mind. I put my feet on the couch. I went to the window. I had my hands pressed against the glass. I was looking outside the window. There were like these accessories and ornaments or decor, not ornaments. There were like these glass, this glass decor, little vases and stuff like that. I literally ran my hand over all the decor. Like I felt like I was literally there. Okay. Now I'm not a like manifestor type of thing, but I know a little bit about it. And like, if you, like I said, if you can see yourself doing it, like it's yours, it's yours. Okay. So, back to what I was saying. What are you feeding yourself? If you've been feeding yourself a lot of digital food, raise your hand. You definitely are in need of some stillness and quiet. Okay. And, so I'm going to move on to the next. I just have two more. The next one is you're a mother / caretaker. Okay. If you're a mother / caretaker, you absolutely need time away. You absolutely need stillness. You absolutely need quietude. You absolutely need peace, calm, tranquility, like all those things that you can think of when it comes to stillness. Okay. Kind of going back to what we mentioned before, as a woman, we have a lot on our plate. And if you're a caretaker / mother, I have a, my daughter is now, actually, y'all, my daughter's gonna be 21 this year. I have a whole ass adult. She's gonna be 21 this year. And as much as I would love to say that she is, you know, fully self-sufficient and all the things that we were expected to be back in the day, okay? I'm talking to my Gen Xers, I don't even know the generations. I think I'm Gen X, maybe millennials, boomers for sure. Like, these young folks, like the times are just different. Okay, the times are different. And also because I'm in a place where I'm able to be, I guess, a softer version than who I was like in the past, I don't have this complete expectation that she should be out there in the workforce, you know, doing all the things already and have graduated from college. Like, I don't have this predefined, I guess, vision for her. I'm allowing her to be her own person, and that's hard. Old Bree definitely has left the building because by now there's just a lot of things that she should have done by now based on Old Bree's understanding of life and the world and who she is and what it's safe or not safe to do and what is safe and not safe to be, et cetera, et cetera. Does that make sense? But back to what I was saying, like if you're a mother or a caretaker, stillness is definitely for you. Absolutely. Reclaim your time, sis. And then the last thing that I would say is, and I'm raising my hand for this one too, you are always on alert, like you're hypervigilant, like you're always on alert, or you're just existing in survival mode. And it's because of unhealed trauma, or just trauma period, I should just say. It's because of trauma. You're in this place of survival mode. You're in this place of hypervigilance because you're in survival mode. If you're in survival mode right now, or in this place of just like where your trauma is just a huge part of your life right now, I wish for you so many things, but stillness for sure. I am healing from my traumas. And like I mentioned, I'm in my late 40s. It's never too late to heal. It's never too late to address things that you experienced or that you went through or that happened to you. And I say it's not too late because real talk, it doesn't just go away. It doesn't, you may not think about it every day, but I can guarantee you your actions, right? And your thoughts and the things that you say about yourself and the way that you feel about yourself and the way that you feel about life and the way you make moves and your feelings, if you have feelings of inadequacy or if you feel like you have imposter or if you have imposter syndrome or you're afraid to ask for that raise or you're afraid to, or you're not in a good relationship and you're scared to let your needs be known. And these are not the only things, but these are just some of the things that quickly came to mind, you know? You definitely, definitely are in need of stillness. Real talk. You are definitely, definitely in need of stillness, okay? So we went through quite a list, and those were not like all the things, but those were some of the things that I could speak to from personal experience that really were key indicators that stillness is for me. Like, stillness is the way. I think there's even a book, the guy's name is Ryan something, called Stillness is the Key, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure if I've read that book. I don't think so, but I've seen it online a few times, and I'm pretty sure it's called Stillness is the Key, in case you want to check that out. I have not read it, but it might even be on my wish list, but just wanted to mention that because it popped into mind and maybe that'll be of help to someone. I don't know. But yeah, stillness is literally for you, Black woman, because you hit at least one. Actually, yeah, you hit at least one of those things. I assume that that women are the only listeners. So I know that probably is not 100% correct, but If you are Black, which I know that most of us are, or you are a woman, which again, I know that most of us are, you don't even have to worry about like the other stuff that's on this list. Like you can just go ahead and just automatically go to, yes, I need stillness. But I wanted to give you some things to kind of consider. And I don't think that I mentioned this before, but you might be wondering, okay, so like what is stillness? Like, or what can I do for stillness? Stillness is definitely a practice. And again, it's great to just feed your soul. You're gonna get some clarity. It's gonna help you just to realize more about yourself. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your spiritual health. It's good for your physical health. It's everything. Okay, it's everything. And again, I want to mention that I have that challenge going, so make sure, and it's this week, so make sure that you go to browngirlselfcare.com and put your email address in the little box there at the bottom so that you can join me for this challenge. But in case you don't, or you're not able to, I can tell you very quickly that first of all, stillness doesn't have to cost you anything. That's number one. All right. So if someone's saying this is the only way to practice stillness and you need to pay me $1,000 to access stillness. No, I'm not saying don't have a teacher or someone that you can go to that can help you to learn how to hone a skill. But to get started, like stillness is not like, it doesn't cost money to practice stillness, okay? I just wanna make that very, very clear. It does not cost money to start incorporating stillness into your daily habits, into your life, all right? It's accessible to you. It's accessible to everyone. But some of the things you can do, like, again, since it's not just you being still, sitting with your legs crossed and trying not to move, okay, even though you might have an itch or something like that, but that is one way, just finding a quiet space and lying down or sitting down and just being still. You can breathe, you can do breathing exercises, or if at minimum you can just kind of like follow your breath, just pay attention to your breath, all right? So yeah, breathing. I feel like gardening can be an act of stillness. Going outside and into like nature can be an act of stillness. We know that yoga is definitely an act of stillness. Stop, like taking time off of social media is another way to like feed your spirit, because you're gonna be focusing on other things. Turning off the TV can be a part of your stillness practice. Just allowing yourself to relax can be a stillness practice. Journaling, it can be a huge form of stillness, because you're gonna be just allowing yourself to think thoughts. Showering too can be an act of stillness. Have you ever noticed that when you're in the shower, you just really feel invigorated and also calm, and just you're able to fully breathe, and you start getting thoughts and ideas and things like that. Like this is your mind's way of just saying, hey, feeling good right now, I'm feeling liberated. I don't have all this weight on my shoulder right now. I'm able to relax and loosen up just a smidge. So here's some, all these things I've been thinking about. You know what I'm saying? Like there's different ways to practice stillness, okay? It's not necessarily just one thing. So with that said, I wish for you this week that you are able to find some time for stillness. And I know that it can be really hard, especially if you're wearing all the hats right now in the season, but more than ever, you definitely require stillness, okay? And if that means you need to put some time on your calendar and make it a non-negotiable, I want to highly encourage you to do that. It's not about giving up other things. When you make time for stillness, it's about gaining a richer life, a richer experience when you make time for stillness. And stillness doesn't have to be a 2-hour thing every day. If you have 2 hours for stillness in various forms, fantastic. Sometimes you will have a couple of hours where you can practice stillness. Sometimes stillness might be 7 minutes during your break at work or your 10-minute break at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, but just finding time, making time
And making that time non-negotiable, it doesn't have to be every single day at the exact same time. Sometimes you gotta be able to be flexible, you know what I mean? Because life be lifin'. And you may find that it's not always an every single day thing. But I really want you to find ways to incorporate stillness into your day, because it is going to serve you, and it is going to serve you very well. All right. So that is it for this week's episode. I would love to hear your thoughts in the poll that I have over on Spotify. You guys have been doing so amazing with the polls. I sometimes forget to put them up because I'm raising my hand. I'm still a one-woman show doing the things, all the things. But man, I see you showing up with your comments on Spotify. And someone shouted me out and said happy birthday last week in the comments. And I just want to say thank you so much for that birthday shout out. Yeah, last week was my birthday, and it was, I'm in this space right now where I am really, really serious about stillness. So even last week for my birthday, it's just a lot of stillness and reflection and quiet time and turning off gadgets, turning my phone off and different at the right time. So that I can just be all in with me. I can be in tune with myself, if that makes sense. So like I said, you might have to get a little creative, especially if you're like a caretaker, you're working a 9-to-5, you're a mom, you're a wife, etc. But you deserve to have that time. Like everybody else cannot have 100% of your time. Like that's just, no. You weren't put here to be an extension of everybody else, okay? You were put here to live your life and then pour into the other people in your circle, in your community, in your family, right? And you can show up in a really amazing way when you're able to start with yourself and nurture yourself and prioritize yourself the way that you deserve. Okay. All right. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. If you have any questions or comments, you can always email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect@browngirlselfcare.com. I will see you in the newsletter and on Patreon if you're in the Patreon community. And with that said, have a blessed week. Take care.